Saturday, March 24th, and time to drop in at the Sportsman's Club for another sports story, especially selected for you by Grantland Rice. Yes, it's yarn spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club. That's where the sports fans gather every week at this time to rehash yesterday's games and races and fights, to sit in solemn judgment on the big sports events of today and tomorrow. Presiding over these sessions of the Hot Stove League is the Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice, who has been in the press box for all the big sporting events of the past 30 years. Grant Rice not only knows the sports and the fans, but he has kept an eye out for good yarns about sports. So now, let's visit the Sportsman's Club and meet Grantland Rice.
Well, it was a pure hunch. The nag's name was Maggie O.C., you understand? Well, my grandmother's name happened to be Maggie O'Connor, so it looked like a good hunch bet. I put $6 across the board, and I'll be doggone if she doesn't win by a length.
Yeah, that happens once in a while. Oh, hello, Grant. You know Jack, don't you, Grant?
Sure, I know Jack. What's the subject, man?
Well, I was telling about a hunch bet I made one time, Grant. Picked a nag on a pure hunch, and she pays $24.
Well, that's a great feeling, to put one over like that.
Yeah.
But don't try to make a living at it.
Say, that reminds me, Grant. You said you'd have a racetrack story today.
That's right. And since we're talking about putting over long shots, I think it's just what the doctor ordered. It's about a fellow who spent his whole life trying to beat the horses.
They never give up, eh, Grant?
No, they can be going around in rags and half-starved, but if you suggest that they can't beat the horses, why, the real horse players get downright sore. Steve Emery was that way.
Steve Emery?
Yes, he's the fellow in our story. It's a yarn Patterson McNutt wrote for Collier's a couple of years ago. It's called Getaway Money.
Let me in there, Jack.
All right, Grant, let her go.
Well, we meet Steve Emery at Santa Anita in the morning, out at the track.
Hiya, Steve. Steve Emery.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hi. Steve, shake hands with the kid brother here. This is Billy.
Howdy, Mr. Emery.
Hello, kid.
Just been showing around the track. He's never been to a big race before.
Huh? Well, you like it, kid. It gets in your blood.
He can't understand why people come out so early, though.
Yeah, most of the horses get early morning workouts, kid. Owners take them out, run them around the track. It limbers them up.
Oh, I see.
And on account of that, all the clockers come out and watch the nag go through the paces. That way, the handicappers like Steve Emery here get a line on every horse in the place.
Well, gee, I bet you have to be good to pick winners all the time.
They can't pick winners all the time, eh, Steve? Not even the best of them.
No, not unless you hit a lucky streak.
You've been doing pretty good, Steve?
Oh, sure. I can't complain.
Got any anything hot for today?
Not now, Mike. I have to check the workouts, but I'll get a line on something in a few hours.
Never give up on him, do you, Steve?
Give up? What for? There'll be 8 winners on the board today.
Yeah, but can you pick the winners?
Maybe so, maybe not. Well, I'll see you later on, Mike.
Sure thing.
Bring the kid around. See you in the paddock.
Goodbye, Mr.
Chick. Hey, Chick.
Oh, hello, Steve. How'd you make out yesterday?
Not so good. Had a long shot in the 6th, 30 to 1.
Marianne?
Yeah, it ran out. Figured out anything in the field today, Chick?
Don't look so good to me. Today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'll mosey over and see Mac. He might know something.
Steve, you know Mac pretty well, don't you?
Oh, sure thing. Mac's been a friend of mine for over 10 years now.
Well, then, maybe you can get a line on a pony's run tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What's the name?
Lady Alone. She ain't run for 2 weeks. Might be a hot horse.
I didn't know Mac was running around that kind.
Might have been holding her back.
Could be a sleeper. Last day of the meet.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, we'll be starting north again, eh, Steve?
Back to Bay Meadows.
Figure you'll have some getaway money by tomorrow night?
Oh, I suppose. I'll line up something.
Well, slip me the word if you get on anything.
Yeah, sure, Chick. Yeah. Sure. If I can.
Steve.
Steve. Yeah. Hello, Tony.
Just to see Mr. Mack now. He says if I see you, tell you to come down to the stable.
Oh, sure. Thanks a lot, Tony.
That's all right.
I say, you know anything sure running today, huh?
Well, I don't know. This horse is a top star. She looked pretty good.
Yeah, top star.
I think maybe she's run today, maybe tomorrow for less time. I don't know.
Okay, Tony. Thanks.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, come in.
Hello, Mac.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Yeah, Tony said you wanted to see me.
Oh, well, there wasn't any hurry, Steve. Sit down.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm kind of tired this morning.
Tired, huh? Probably didn't get a room last night again, huh?
Well, I...
You wouldn't kid an old pal, would you, Steve?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mac, I blew my last $2 on a fade-out last race yesterday.
Uh-huh. Slept under the grandstand again, I suppose.
It wasn't so bad.
Say, look, you ought to try and settle down.
I did, once. That didn't work out so well.
Well, I can always give you a job in my stable, Steve. You know horses. I could use you, but you'd have to work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, somehow I can't live like that, Mac. I gotta be hustling, out on the track every day.
Oh, sure.
What's in my blood, I guess. Racehorse money's easy money. Sooner or later, I'll hit a lucky streak. Then I'll be really in the chips.
Maybe you will. But nobody ever wins, Steve, not in the end.
No, not often. But sometimes. I guess that keeps a guy like me going all the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, what'd you want to see me about, Mac?
Oh, I've got a customer for you.
What? A customer?
Yeah, I met a kid over in Arcadia last night, dead set on playing the horses, and he's got $300 to play with.
$300,
mm-hmm.
Eh?
He's coming over today. You'll meet him.
Yeah, fine. Now, who's the kid?
Oh, he's one of the local boys. His name's Bristol, Eddie Bristol. Works in a drugstore in Arcadia.
Out for easy money,
yep.
Eh?
Well, here's the setup. The guy that owns the drugstore is an old guy, you see, and he wants to sell out for $1,500. Well, this Bristol kid has got $300 stacked away in the bank. And he's got a gal he wants to get married.
So,
the kid figures if he could build up his $300 into $1,500, he could buy the store and get married, too.
So he wants to play the ponies.
Right. Oh, he knows that he may lose it all, but he wants to take a chance. He wants to get an inside track on something good. So naturally, I thought of you.
Yeah, well, I might do something. Why didn't he come around weeks ago? Meet's over tomorrow. I don't know anything for sure.
Well, what's the difference? Steer him on to anything. If you don't take his money, somebody else will.
I could sure use a price. Get me some getaway money.
Well, you might parlay his dough right into this drugstore and cut a nice piece out for yourself, too.
I'll take care of the kid. What's his name again?
Bristol. Eddie Bristol.
Pedro,
1290, 590, 360.
Gosh,
win
ain't
right.
This something,
though?
Oh, it's so exciting, Eddie. Gee, I'm just crazy about racing.
Me too, Sally. I wish that I knew all the tricks and the way things work here.
Oh, look, Eddie, out on the track. You see that horse?
Uh-huh.
Oh, isn't it a beauty?
Yeah. Gosh, I wish Mr. McKenzie would get here with that handicapper you told me about.
You mean Mr. Emery?
Yeah. Gee, I can hardly wait to put our money on a sure thing.
Well, we have to be careful, Eddie.
Well, sure, I know, but we won't really be taking a chance as long as we get a tip from this Mr. Emery.
Yes, but we want to be sure. That's all we have, Eddie.
The horses are on the track for the third race.
Gosh, I hope Mr. Emery gets here soon.
Oh, this is just the third race, Eddie. There'll be five more.
Yeah, I know, but I just can't hardly wait. I got a hunch,
Eddie.
Sally.
Eddie.
We can buy that drugstore. Hi, Mr. McKenzie.
Hello, Ed. Hello, Miss Prescott.
Well, we're here.
Sure. And kids, I want you to meet Steve Emery, one of the best tipsters in the business. This is Eddie Bristol, Steve.
Hello, kid. Glad to know you.
This is my girl, Sally Prescott.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello, Mr. Emery.
Well, I've got to get back to my stable, Steve. I'll leave Eddie in your hands. Come around after the race.
All right, Mac. I'll see you later. So you're Eddie Bristol.
Yeah. Yeah, I fixed it up so as I could get off work from the drugstore. We didn't want to miss a chance to get a look at racing from right behind the scenes. Sally's wild about horses anyway.
She is?
I told Sally about the talk I had with Mr. McKenzie last night, about the smart way to bet when you've got inside information.
Oh, that's right, kid. You got to have the dope straight from the feed box.
Well, we figured the whole thing out. Sally lives with her grandma and grandpa, you see, out in Glendale. Sort of takes care of them. And the way things have been, why, we might not be able to get married for years, you know? But, well, if I could get some money and buy out Mr. Murchison, he owns the drugstore where I work, well, you see how it is.
Sure, I got a kid.
So we're both willing to take a chance, especially when it's the way that Mr. McKenzie said. You don't really take a chance, do you? I mean, not when you know what's going on.
No. Information's the only thing to bet. Now, you got no edge just handicapping them every day. To make real money, you have to pick the good things, the long shots.
But how do you know what's...
If you know where the smart money's going, the owners don't. You're always fixed to win.
Yeah?
Well, it stands to reason, don't it? You can't figure these horse owners are just in business for their health, you know.
And sometimes they tell you when they're ready to make out one of those killings, huh?
Sure. Happens almost every day. Just like any other business. After you've been around a while, like me, you know who your pals are. You do them favors, and when they get the chance, they pay off.
Gosh. You hear that, Sally? Mr. Emery says that the owners are almost sure sometimes that they're going to win,
Eddie,
and they always...
Eddie, look at that one out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a stake horse, ma'am, in the next race.
Gee, I sure like horses.
Like see them run, huh?
It's in my blood, I guess. My father was always crazy about horse racing. Just lived it all the time.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. I meant to ask you, Mr. Emery, all the time you've been around the different tracks, maybe you knew Sally's father. Did you ever happen to meet him?
I got a bad habit, Eddie. I always muff a new name first time out. What was it again?
Prescott, Sally Prescott. Her father's name was Steve Prescott.
Steve Prescott?
Yes, he used to be around the tracks a lot. You should have run across him somewhere.
Why? Yeah, sure, I knew Prescott. Yeah, we used to be around the tracks a lot together. He died, must be 20 years ago.
I thought maybe that's what happened.
And you're Sally Prescott? You're his little kid?
Uh-huh. Did you know him real well?
Well, I just knew Steve like a business acquaintance. Say, Eddie, I gotta see a guy back at the stables. He said he might have a good thing for me. I'll see you tomorrow, he said.
Well, tomorrow? But I thought we'd make some bets today. Gosh, you said...
I was all over the joint this morning, kid, before you were even out of bed. There's nothing good on the card today. Let's wait, shall we?
We'll
save up for the big one, eh, kid?
Well, okay, if you say so.
Yeah, that's the stuff. And don't let anybody tell you different. Mac? Hey, Mac! Oh, is Mac back in the stables, Willie?
Yes, sir, Mr. Steve. He'll be out in a minute.
Okay, Willie. Hi, Mac!
Yeah?
Say, Mac, can I see you for a minute?
Oh, sure thing, Steve. I was just cleaning up. What's on your mind?
Plenty, Mac. I just gotta talk to somebody.
What's up, Steve?
Oh, it's about this kid, Eddie Bristol.
Oh, did you get all his dough?
I didn't touch it, Mac.
You... What? What's come over you?
I didn't have the heart, Mac. Every cent the kid's got, he shouldn't take a chance. Not the way the Nags have been running in all this mud.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't get this.
I sent the kid back to town with his money.
That don't sound like Steve Emery to me. What happened?
Say, Mac, let's go over to the bar, huh?
Oh,
and sit down.
Sure, but...
I just gotta talk to somebody, Mac. Once in a while, I gotta talk to somebody. You have to.
Oh.
How's about it, huh?
Well, sure, Steve. Let's go.
Now, the way I feel tonight, Mac, I don't care what happens.
Well, why the sudden change? What went on out there, Steve?
Did you take a good look at the kid's girlfriend, this Sally Prescott?
Well, not so much. I only met her last night. She seemed okay to me.
She is okay, Mac. That's my kid.
She's... What? You don't mean that.
Yeah, it's true, Mac. That Sally Prescott. She's my daughter.
Say, it seems to me there's something about this that I don't understand, Steve.
Yeah, I guess so. That's why I had to talk to somebody, Mac.
Oh, sure. Well, what's the pitch?
20 years ago, Mac, I started playing the horses. Yeah, I was a young punk. I had a job... I wasn't making big enough dough. I was down in New Orleans. And one day I went to the fairgrounds, took my first look at the ponies.
And you got the bug.
Well, I won $90. At the end of the day, I was 3 weeks ahead of my job. Well, the hours were nice. I liked the fresh air. Now, the first thing I know, I quit my job and started watching the ponies and figuring odds. Day and night.
Sure.
In 5 weeks, Mac, I'm a grand ahead.
Well, you didn't do so bad.
Yeah, but from then on, I'm in the dough just once in a while.
Oh.
A lot of times I'm flat broke, but... A year later, I hit one of those real streaks again. Mm-hmm. Oh, I couldn't lose. That was in Baltimore. I was really in the chips. Then I ran into one of those people.
One of those people?
Yeah. Now, she was tops.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like that. It was boom.
Uh-huh.
Well, our folks didn't like it when she went for a horse player.
Oh, we didn't have no time for the old people.
Sure. First day of the season opened in Kentucky that summer, we got married. Then something happened.
Like what, Steve?
Yeah, no, those bucks I was betting, they aren't chips anymore. They're grocery money, rent money. Oh, we're up one day maybe, but down and out on my luck most of the time. And after that, I lost my nerve.
Oh, I know how that is. I've seen it happen too many times.
And a year later, back in Maryland, little Sally came along there.
Oh?
Her wife died when the girl was born.
Oh, it's a tough break.
Well, I guess that broke me up for keeps. I couldn't take care of the kid chasing around the country, so the old folks took her. And I went hustling again, a real horse player, back on my heels, talking to myself all the time. So I figured if I could set the little kid up right, without her knowing it,
mm-hmm.
I could sort of square myself. I thought about it a lot. And I didn't hit it lucky for almost a year.
A whole year?
Oh, yeah, I had a tough time.
See?
Well, finally, I went back to Baltimore when the Bangtails moved east. I wanted to see my kid again. I give her some dough. She was gone.
She was gone?
Yeah, the old folks pulled up stakes. Just went away. Nobody knew where. I figured they were dealing me out.
Well, of course. Could be.
I couldn't blame them any, so I dealt myself out, too. But good, Mac.
What do you mean, Steve?
I looked ahead some. I figured some night my luck might be all the way out. I might drop off a freight the wrong way. Might get busted in some gin mill. Maybe when the kid grew up, she'd bump into old Steve Prescott's name on that kind of a messed up finish. So I changed my name, Mac, to Steve Emery.
Uh-huh. Did you tell Sally anything today?
Oh, not me, brother. No, she was 6 weeks old the last time I saw her. I blew everything else I ever did. Now that my kid's grown up, she ain't gonna look at a racetrack bum and know it's her old man. Not from me, she won't know it.
Well, Steve, maybe you're right.
The only sure thing I ever played in my life. Yeah, but I'm worried now about this Bristol and my kid. I mean,
how do you mean?
Well, I'd like to get him that drugstore. Maybe a good bet tomorrow would do it. My kid's been messed up once with that quick money. If I start this Eddie Bristol off now with an easy touch, why, it's odds on he's a horse player from here on in.
Yeah, I see what you mean, all right.
Say, let me show you something, will you?
Huh?
Look at here.
Yeah.
See?
Say,
$250 bills.
Well, you dug yourself a prize, huh?
I don't know. I had this dough for over a year, Mac. I laid away. I wouldn't use it.
Oh, I see. Case money, huh? Well, what's on your mind?
Well, this is all I own in the world. Maybe, just maybe, I can dope out a way to help the kid with it.
Uh-huh. I think I see what you mean.
Yeah, and if I can... but the way the hay burners have been running lately, I don't know. One time in my life when I gotta pick a sure thing, and my luck's out.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, it don't look too good.
No. But maybe I'll get on to something tomorrow. I just gotta come through this time. Mm. You got anything might be running good?
Well, can't tell. A lady alone goes tomorrow and the third. It might be good. See me in the morning,
huh? Oh, sure thing, Mac. Yeah, I'll be around bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
Mac?
Yeah?
I may not be very flush this trip. Can I ride up north in your stable car when you move up to Bay Meadows?
Oh, sure, Steve. Well, I gotta run along. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the day. Hey, Chick.
Oh, hello, Steve. Hello. What's up today?
I'm just looking around, Chick. Know anything good?
There's some big money in the fourth.
Oh, what's running?
Murphy said on Blazing Heat.
Blazing Heat? I can outrun that leg myself.
Maybe. Odds are 3-1.
No dough in that. Hey, who's a favorite?
Burley's Top Star.
Top Star? Ah, no, Chick, you can't make anything on that race.
Well, don't play him on the nose. Your dofer plays the show.
No, I gotta get next to something good. I gotta come through with a long shot today. I gotta pull one out of the hat.
This is no feel for that kind of stuff.
Say, is Mackenzie running Lady Alone in the third?
It's on the card, but that nag's outclassed. She ain't got an outside chance.
Maybe not, but I think I'll drift over. I'll talk to Mac anyway. Oh, there he is. Hey, Mac!
Yeah?
Mac, will you wait a minute?
Well, okay, Steve. I'll see you at the post.
Yeah, Steve? What's up?
Not so much. I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh, sure. Come on down to the paddock with me.
You're running Lady Alone?
Well, the track's muddy. She'll go in the third, all right, Steve.
How about her, Mac?
She's a nice mare.
Should be a prize in that company. Might pay some big dough if she won.
Might. But the entry figures to be on top. We could take some place or show money.
I gotta do better than that, Mac.
For the kid?
Yeah. It's gotta be good this time.
Yeah, and with your $100, huh?
That's right.
Steve, you're a sentimental old fool.
Well, maybe.
Do you figure this Bristol kid will be around today?
I don't care much myself.
Well, I've got an angle on him, Steve.
Yeah? What?
Why not steer him on a stiff, huh? And maybe keep all the dough yourself. That would cure him if he dropped his $300 on one play.
And mind at that. Hustle a chump and put him in on something you know won't win.
How about your own kid? You aim to see her again before we move north tonight?
Hey, that's all over, Mac. It's better just to forget it.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, check with me later on that third race, Steve. Maybe I'll have a tip for you.
What are you here, Tony?
Save your money. That's what they're telling me.
Yeah, it's a tough card for getaway money. Say, how about the third?
That's a call. This top star's a favorite.
How about Lady Alone?
Don't look so good to me.
Well, maybe not, Tony. I'll see you later.
Okay.
What about Jerry knows? Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Steve. Well, how's it look?
Kind of cold for the last day. Anything in your stable?
We got an outside chance on Butterfly in the eighth, but I don't know. I ain't putting a cash of mine on that filly.
Say, what do you think of Lady Alone?
Lady Alone?
Yeah, Mackenzie's.
Not a chance. Too much competition in the third. Oh, say, Steve, some kid was looking for you over by Mackenzie's stable.
A kid?
Said his name was Bristol.
Oh, yeah, one of my customers, Jerry. Another guy looking for a sure thing.
You might give him a Butterfly in the eighth.
No, I gotta beat that. I need a long shot on the outside.
Well, luck, Steve.
Okay, Jerry. Uh-oh. Here comes Mac.
Hey, Steve. Steve.
Yeah, what's up, Mac?
Odds just went up on Lady Alone, 15-1.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I got a hunch, Steve. But keep it to yourself. We got to keep the odds low.
Yeah, sure, Mac.
Put every dime you've got on Lady Alone.
To win?
To win.
It's good, huh?
It's in the bag right now, Steve.
Gosh, Mac, thanks.
Now, you've got 20 minutes yet. Take your time to make your bet and keep it under your hat.
Give me $250 tickets on Lady Alone. Next race to win.
Yes, sir. Two to win on Lady Alone in the third. That'll be $100.
50 and 50. 100 berries.
Thank you. Here's your tickets.
Hey, give me $250 on Top Star in the third.
Mr. Emery. Mr. Emery.
Huh? Oh, it's you.
Where you been, Mr. Emery? I was looking all over for you.
I guess we missed connection.
Yes, but I waited, like you said. I didn't make a bet all day yesterday and today, too.
Nice going, Eddie. You finally got smart, huh? You know what they always say around the track? It's only the suckers that can't wait for the right spots.
Did you see that fella? Yesterday, I mean, at the stables. Did he tell you?
There ain't a thing running you can pin down, kid.
Well, I just saw you buying some tickets.
Well, yeah, I always have a buck or two on something just for the kicks, you know. But there ain't nothing running for good money.
Oh, gee.
Did Sally come out with you today?
No, she couldn't come. I told her I was coming. I still got all the money. I'll bet all I've got if you'll just say the word.
Cut it out, kid.
Huh? But you said you was...
Listen, punk. You ain't got a chance on the track, you and your nickel and dime bankroll. What do I want with your lousy dough? I got no use for it. All I'm asking is you to leave me alone, see?
Hey, what's the matter? I only said...
I know what you said. I know what you said for 3 days now. You want to get something for nothing. A hot tip. Now listen to me, kid. I'll give you one. You don't belong here. You can't get something for nothing. Not anywhere. Take it from me. I know.
But well, gosh.
The horses are coming.
You work for a living, kid. Hang on to your job. Save your money. Work hard for that little girl you got. She rates it, kid. She rates a guy better than some two-bit chiseler trying to dope out a way to make a living for nothing.
Horses are at the post.
Whatever you do, kid. Whatever you do, don't forget that.
Eddie, stop
sulking.
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Mutch.
I don't know what's got into you. All morning you've been sulking and moping. Did something happen out at the racetrack yesterday?
Oh, yes, sir. No, sir. It wasn't nothing.
Well, you take my advice, young man. Stay away from places like that.
Yes, Mr. Murchison, I just...
Mr. Eddie Bristol here. Mr. Eddie Bristol.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's me.
A telegram and money order.
Money order? For me?
Yeah, sign here, please. Gee. Okay, thanks, mister.
Sure. Gosh. I don't know. Gosh. A money order for $1,500 to me, to Eddie Bristol. Well, gosh, I don't see what... Oh. Ed Bristol, Arcadia. Steve Prescott was my pal. I was with him, Eddie, when he died in Kentucky a long time ago. I owed him some money then, and I promised to pay off someday to his kid. So I'm counting on you to pass this money along to Sally. And I think maybe she'll want to throw in with you on that drugstore you want to buy. Regards, Steve Emery.
Well, why, that's Mr. Emery. Gosh, Mr. Murchison. Gee, Mr. Murchison, come here.
Yes, that show was mean luck you all had yesterday, Mr. Steve.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, Willie.
And that lady alone was picking them up and laying them down out there. The way she was feeling, she just had to win.
It was just one of those bad breaks I get once in a while. Well, I have to ship on in a stable car, so what?
Yeah, I know, but how did that all happen, Mr. Steve?
One of those things... I'm in line at the window, see? All set to buy myself a nice piece of Lady Alone. When the bell rings, they drop the window on me. I'm too late.
Mm-mm. And that's too bad. She was a steal at 15 to 1. That'd be a nice bundle of getaway money, Mr. Steve.
Don't ever worry about me, Willie. I'll always get from one track to another. As long as Mackenzie's got a stable.
Yes, sir.
After that, well, I don't know. But I'll always get getaway money, kid. Somehow. Somehow even then.
That's it, fellas. Getaway Money by Patterson McNutt.
It's a wonderful story.
We'll see you next week, Grant.
Oh, you bet. Say, you remember recently that we had a story by James Street called The Biscuit Eater?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, we had so many nice letters about this one that we're going to give you another James Street story next week.
Well, what's the name of it called?
This one is Weep No More, My Lady.
Wait,
and don't miss it, fellas. See you next week.
Bye.
This has been a visit to the Sportsman's Club for another of the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Today's story, Getaway Money by Patterson McNutt, was dramatized by Tom Goutte. John Griggs was Steve Emery. James Bowles was Eddie. James Van Dyke was Mackenzie. And Florence Hallop was Sally. Our next week's story is titled Weep No More, My Lady by James Street. George Crooks was at the organ. Grantland Rice appeared in person. Production, Garnett Garrison. This is the National Broadcasting Company.